Hey, Jess.
Hi, Liam.
Let's start at the top. What is the Elliott State Forest, and how is it different from other state lands?
Well, the Elliott is a coastal forest right outside of Coos Bay.
Okay.
It's a little bit larger than the city of Portland in area, if that gives you an idea. And about half the trees there are more than 100 years old. Some are much older. But this is prime wildlife habitat. What makes it different is how it's managed. The Elliott's part of the Common School Fund, and the federal government gave that forest to the state about a century ago. And part of the deal required that Oregon make as much money as possible for the benefit of public education. And the forest was a big moneymaker for decades. Between 1960 and about 2000, timber sales there generated about $400 million for Oregon schools.
Not bad. So no. Why would the state decide to sell parts of it off then?
Well, it's the same old story, right? Different forests. Just in the 1990s, the spotted owl and another forest-dwelling bird, the marbled murrelet, got protection under the Endangered Species Act. A few years later, coho salmon were listed, and timber sales started to slow, and they finally came to a halt with some litigation in 2013. And that meant the forest was actually started losing money because the state still had to pay for things like fire protection there. I spoke with John Potter. He's a policy advisor with the Department of State Lands. He told me that this put the state in a tenuous position.
They're like endowment lands that really should be generating revenue. If not, the education beneficiaries potentially have a beef with the land board in not meeting that trust mandate that they have. So if the land board continues to lose money on the property, then it's open to challenge from education beneficiaries.
So the state land board sold about 1,500 acres to timber companies to cover their losses and to cover those legal obligations. And this really created a lot of indignation from public lands advocates.
Are there more sales planned?
Well, it's not the same kind of sales. After the uproar, the state land board decided last December to float a few new options. These are things like cutting costs by contracting someone else to manage the forest, maybe completing a habitat conservation plan that would allow timber sales to start up again, or find another public entity or one of these public-private partnerships to purchase the land. There is still a straight-up land auction option that's on the table, but my sense is that it's being considered as kind of the option of last resort.
So the ledge tried to do a few things this session. It just adjourned. What came out of that?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing, okay. Really. So none of the Elliott bills even made it to the floor for debate. They all kind of got stalled in committee. One of those would have forced the state to resume timber sales at a relatively high level. The other two were designed to kind of help the state land board take the Elliott State Forest and just take it out of the Common School Fund altogether.
Okay. So where does this leave the Elliott State Forest at this point?
Well, there's a big decision coming. The state land board will decide next month what to do with the Elliott. A big message they've been hearing from conservation-minded Oregonians is that the whole system is just fundamentally flawed because it forces a choice between funding education and protecting forests. Critics say these two things should just be completely decoupled.
So is the state leaning towards any particular path forward? Do you have a sense of where that's going?
Yeah, right now there seems to be a preference for finding what I mentioned before, that public-private partnership that would actually take ownership of that land and manage it. State officials are meeting with stakeholders this month, actually. They're hoping to find groups who want to be part of this larger deal. John Potter with State Lands, he told me that ideally this kind of strategy would prevent future lawsuits.
That would be a great outcome. However, you know, this is a very complex issue, and, you know, it's more than likely that somebody is not going to be happy with the outcome in the end. And, you know, we kind of realize that. And, you know, the hope is that enough people can feel like what we have come up with is a positive way forward.
The next stakeholder meetings are coming up Thursday in Coos Bay. And then that decision is expected at the state land board's next meeting. And that's in mid-August.
Great. Thanks for the update, Jess.
Thank you.